Single-family home sales in Connecticut rose by 11.9% in August compared to August 2015 with 3,698. This marks the highest total of homes sold in 2016, according to the latest report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith. Here with me now is Timothy Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jeff.
How's everything going?
Good. Great. Good.
Well, let's just get right into it. So the month of August saw the most single-family homes sold in 2016. What factors in the market have led to this revival?
Yes, it's true. August was certainly a good month for home sales in Connecticut. Not only was it the biggest month this year, it was the biggest of any month since August of 2007. Why? Well, I'd point to two or three contributing factors. The first factor is that prices remain low. Prices peaked in 2007 with a median price of $295,000 statewide. Last year, the median price was $246,000. That's nearly $50,000 less. And this year, prices haven't increased. Low prices surely attract buyers. The second factor that I would point to is that sales have slumped for several years in a row during the recession. And this left us with pent-up demand, and that's creating more sales this year. And the final factor is that interest rates remain low, keeping homes affordable. But we've already had one Federal Reserve rate increase this year, and another is predicted by year-end. Home buyers feel some urgency to get their deal done soon.
And next, median sale prices for single-family homes have averaged $245,125 this year. How much longer do you think buyers can take advantage of these prices?
Well, median prices have certainly been slipping. This year is the third straight year of price declines. I really don't see that changing dramatically. The slump in prices is real, sort of like the decline in gas prices. These price levels are starting to feel like the new normal. The only thing that will change the current trend on pricing is strong increases in personal income. People would need to feel and to receive higher salaries and wages and see them rise dramatically, and they would need more overtime, bonuses, and commissions. If that were to happen, then they'd have more money in their pockets, and perhaps they would be willing to bid a bit higher. But in the low inflation economy that we see right now, it does not seem likely in the near future.
And lastly, condominium sales have also hit their highest total of the year this month. Is there any indication that the market will have a chance to resemble the days before the crash of 2008?
No, I don't think so. The condo sales peaked in 2005 at nearly 17,000 units sold. Last year, the number was less than half that. Even with a gain so far this year of 6%, we are still well below the high water mark. Median prices are well below their peaks, too, so we are not going to get back to those heady days anytime soon. And that's probably just as well. Those numbers were a classic bubble, and when it burst, it caused a lot of pain.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.